Okay, so we are up to Daf Gimel in Pesachim, and Daf Gimel continues with the conversation about what the word Or means. Does Or mean night? Does Or mean morning? And the Gemara tries to bring a raya from a source that we see that Or Yom HaKippurim, a person daven seven, and you say Vidui Shachas, you daven seven, you say Vidui, you say seven brachas on Vidui. By Musaf, seven brachas and vidui, by Mincha, seven brachas and vidui at Ni'ilo. Also, that's found in other texts, etc. And there's a machlokas about Ma'ariv, whether Ma'ariv you daven a shorter Shmona Esrei and abridged version, what we call Havinenu, or Reb Chanina ben Gamliel says, no, you have to daven a complete Shmona Esrei because you have to say Havdalah Nechonin Hada'as. There is a well-known Torah from the Briskers that in all of the abridged forms of davening, of benching, the abridged form of benching is the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh. The abridged form of davening is Havinenu. In all these abridged forms, we don't add in things which are just extras. We only say a full bracha. And as such, in an abridged Shmona Esrei and Havinenu, we would not be able to say Havdalah, we would not be able to say Atochanantanu. That's what is a known Torah from the Briskers. If that's the case, so how do we understand the Shita who says that you say Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei at Ma'ariv? How do you understand the Tanakhama? So I saw in one of the Sfarim, the Birka Shai, that he suggests that no, the idea over here is that everyone agrees that you cannot say Atochanantanu in an abridged Shmoneh Esrei. However, the Tanakhama feels that there is zero chiyuv of Havdalah b'tefillah on Yom HaKippurim. The reason why they allow to say the abridged Shmoneh Esrei is because they feel that there is no chiyuv of Havdalah in tefillah at all on Motzei Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara moves on. The Gemara says that everyone holds that Or means nighttime. If Or means nighttime, frak the Gemara, how come we use the Lashon of Or? Or really sounds like it's daytime. So the Gemara answers that we're trying to use a Lashon Ba'alya, we're trying to use a nice Lashon, a proper expression, not to use any negative terminology at all. And the Gemara then has long conversations about how many additional letters the Torah goes through to show that we're supposed to speak in appropriate, proper terms. The Gemara then says, of course, that a person should try to speak in a concise way so that the students really know it. And there is a bit of a tension between being concise and using proper expressions. These are all the things that are fleshed out in the Gemara. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that the reason why we're so careful to use an expression like or is because, and this is found in the Pirush HaMishnah of the Rambam, this is found in the Baal HaMa'ar, since it's the beginning of the Masechta, we davka want to start off it with good words, with nice terms, not with anything negative. We're more makbid over here because it's the beginning of the Masechta. However, the Ravid has a different position. The Ravid says that the reason why bedikas chametz we use the term or is because the proper zman for bedikah is when it is still a teeny bit light. You're not supposed to wait until it's fully dark to do bedikah. You should do bedikah when it's still a little bit light. Of course, this sheet of the Rav, it seems to make it to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes, B'tchilas leil yodale, you do the bedikah. And there's a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Chak Yaakov, what exactly that means. Does that mean that you're supposed to do the bedikah during Bein HaShemashos? Or does that mean that you're supposed to do the bedikah immediately after Tzeis HaKochavim, where there still is light? Be it as it may, this shita of the Ravid that we want to do bedikah when it still is somewhat light makes sense according to the Zmanei Hayom that are given to us by the Gaonim. We know that the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, the famous shita that will cost 72 minutes. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the real shkia is actually not until almost an hour after what we call shkia. If that's the case, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not going to have any light. There's no light at all by Tzeis HaKochavim time. The position of the Ravid that there is some sort of light at Tzeis HaKochavim would seem to only make sense according to the Gaonim. Now, this sheet of the Ravid also explains some of the Hakpada. How come we're so careful that you're Even if you began eating, according to the Rama, you have to, excuse me, even if you began learning, according to the Rama, you have to stop learning at this man of the Bidika. How come we're so careful about it? The answer is that we're so careful because this is a mitzvah that you don't have all the time to do. There's a dafka, specific time when you're supposed to do the mitzvah Bidikas Chametz, which is the time when it is the beginning of the night, when it's still are, when there still is a little bit of light. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, in the context again of trying to speak properly, to use proper Lashonos, the Gemara tells a story about there are three Kohanim, and one says, Higi Ani Kapol, one says, I got just like the size of a bean of the carbon tea, the other one says, I got a Kazayas, the other says, Higi Ani Kazab Hota'ah. And they said, hey, that's an improper lashon to speak about like the lizard's tail. That's just not a nice way to say it. They investigated and they found out that he was actually pasul. Aye, we're not supposed to investigate. This guy's already eating kachim, and eating kachim is the same as doing avoda on the mizbeach. We're not supposed to be bodek. So there are two approaches in the Gemara. One approach is that they didn't find a shemetz psal. It's not they actually found a psal yichos. They found a shechetz psal, meaning the guy had like bad meatles. The second approach in the Gemara is, no, we are able to investigate in this case because ihu da'ara nafshe, this fellow brought it onto himself. That's why we are supposed to investigate. So a few things that should be mentioned from this Gemara. First of all, you see from here, everyone is eating a little bit of the carbon. So the mitzvah is that the carbon should be eaten. The mitzvah is not that you should eat the carbon. A similar idea, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach comments, it says in Orachim Sin Reish Ayin Aleph that according to some of the Shittos, all of the mesubim combine to drink a revius of the wine, a kiddush. The idea is, again, because the mitzvah is that the cup should, you should drink from the cup. It's a din on the Cheftza, as it were, and we see that same idea over here because Rashi tells us in Erevin, that's just like an insult to recite a bracha without a cup. The din is just that everything can, you don't have to drink the revius. It all combines because it's a din in the Cheftza. It's interesting, Rav Cook points out that the Rambam does not quote the second approach of Ihu Da'ara Anafshe, that they investigated because he messed himself over. That is not found in the Rambam. And the reason for this, Rav Kook notes, is because the Rambam holds that a chazaka with a reisa still remains a chazaka. That's like a massive Shas topic. There's so much to be said about that issue. The Gemara then has the famous story about that there was a certain goy who would eat Karmen Pesach in Yerushalayim, and he comes to Yehuda ben Becerra. Yehuda ben Becerra says, oh, they're not giving you the best stuff. Next time you go, you should ask for the tail. And the halacha is by a keves, by a sheep. The tail is not eaten. The tail goes on the Mizbeach. When he asks for the tail, they investigate, and they find out that the fellow is a goy, and they kill him. It's not clear exactly what this guy did to deserve death penalty. How come we're killing the guy? He's eating Karm Pesach. So what? How can we kill him? So the Mefarshim say that there's some inyan of Geneva that's going on. Issev Geneva is one of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, one of those things which Goyim are killed. And there's some Geneva, either it's Geneva Stas, that he's being deceitful, or it's Geneva in that he bought in to a chabur of the Karban Pesach, and everyone else would have had more to eat had he not bought in, so he's like stealing from everyone else. Bikit Shammah said there is a din of Geneva for which he was killed. Rashi indicates that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra himself would have killed this guy, he just was unable to do so. He didn't have the power to do so. You see from here that you're able to kill a guy based on Hodas Atzmo. The guy himself admitted, and that would suffice to kill. Tosis over here has a discussion about the guy shows up, and the assumption would be that he would be believed to say that he's Jewish. It's just that we knew he was a guy. Does that mean anytime someone shows up that and says, I'm Jewish, that we trust him? So that's a discussion over here in Taisus. Apparently, in this case, it's a little different because he's coming with a whole group of people, and all of the people that he's coming with are Jews. So as such, it's a full-fledged rogue, and that's why you would believe him that he is Jew. The question, of course, that the Balei HaTosfos addresses is how come Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir himself was not Ola L'Regel? If there's a mitzvah to go up, how come he doesn't go up? So Taisus has three different answers. One answer is he didn't have land. The halacha of Aliyah L'Regel is lo yachman, it's just Arzacha. Only if you have land is there a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Alternatively, he was elderly. He was unable to walk. Alternatively, he lives in Chutz La'aretz, and the Tzivan, where he's from, is in Chutz La'aretz, and there is no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel for people who are in Chutz La'aretz. Again, there's extensive discussion on all of these matters. So this is the highlights. These are the highlights of Pesachim Daf Gimel.